Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the CCC. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. We have a fabulous young man on the program tonight. Played some at Weber State, and he wrapped up his career at Boise State. Played there, got hurt in October. A little hip injury, but it's none other than the standout, George Tarlas from Boise State. He was also invited to the NFLPA game. He won big sky honors at Weber State during his time there. But there's so much to discuss with this young man, so I really want to get into it. But with that said, George, welcome to the show. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thank you for having me, first of all. And it's been great. You know, we get to spend some family time now for Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, now it's getting time. It's time to get back to work and start working out again and get with my rehab to get my hip ready to go. And everything's been really good so far.
And if anyone knows about you, you're big into meditation. You talk about how it kind of helps you facilitate yourself to be better, perform better, have a crisper mind. When the hip injury came, how much did you rely on that medication to just, you know, keep you focused, not, you know, having mental setbacks? And also, was there any power of that meditation to kind of help you advance in terms of rehabilitating and rehabbing a little bit quicker?
There was. I mean, first of all, I used the power of thought. I'm familiar with that, but I use that to be able to connect my muscles and my neurofibers with my brain again because it was cut through it. And let me tell you, I used the parathion and I tried it, and it was a little sharp pain on the muscle, but it ended up working. And that was in week two after the surgery. So I've been continuing to be able to play around with the healing by the way you think, how your body works, the blood flow and things like that. And as far as staying right in the mental part, it's crucial because using the power of thought on a daily basis as a routine, it gives me the purpose and the motivation that I need every day to keep going.
Excellent. And that NFLPA invite, where were you when you found out that you were invited to one of the most prestigious, you know, NFL invitations, if you will, all-star games that's out there?
Well, I was just getting out of surgery, but it was exciting. I talked to the doctors, and we had a plan, and so far it's been going well, and hopefully I can be ready to go by then.
Excellent stuff. Once again, George Tarlas here on the C2P talking a little Boise State football and NFL draft as we found out what this young man brings to this 2023 draft class. So you got an interesting background. There's so much to discuss. NIL, you were donating your money to charity for the homeless in Boise State. How did that come to fruition? How did that become something heartfelt where you wanted to reach out by your ability to make some cash but donate it to those in need?
Right. I've always been that type of person where, you know, I do care about others more than I do for myself a lot of times. And when you see someone struggling, the only thing you could do is help. And when you don't help, you got to be able to utilize the way, you know, people see you. And, for example, me being a football player, I can use that to help them out because it's not fair to them and it's only a good deed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when I found that out, I just thought that was such a fantastic attribute to your character to have that kind of mindset and so young in your life. Is, you know, it's not like you've kind of wrapped up your NFL career and now you're looking to do some charity things. You're in the heat of the moment of college, and you're still looking at this point to help others. We know this. Grew up in Greece, moved to the States, 2 years of high school football. You're off to Weber State. You end up at Boise.
When did the idea of playing in the National Football League, when did that kind of sink in? When did that reality start to set in that what you were doing on a Saturday could possibly earn you a living on Sunday afternoons?
It's always been an aspiration to play to the next level. And when I came from Greece, that aspiration was more to for the NBA, right? And things didn't turn out that way, I guess. I don't know what to say about that. But once I got into football, I was able to just take those aspirations and use that so I can be able to help more people in the future.
I love it. And this is your program. We do know those NFL personnel folks do listen in. What are your hallmark home run abilities, I like to say? What are those things that when they watch you on tape, these are the things that they're going to fall in love with when they watch you do your thing?
I finish to the ball. And, you know, my job is to get the quarterback most of the times. But I do not let people run to my side. That's just something I don't allow, you know. So that's one thing. And then I run to the ball when I had to learn how to run to the ball because they wouldn't be able to run to my side. So I was like, I got to be able to make plays to something that I can do it. So I just go all out. I don't hold anything back. It's you know, when I'm on the field, I'm all in and there's no coming back. You tell me what to do and I'll go do it.
What goes unnoticed? This is your show as well. What are some of the things that they might not see on tape? I think character is something that I think they would know that is a positivity. You could have been a team captain, maybe a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe to some of the defensive schemes might not have allowed you to drop more in coverage or blitz more or just different packages. Is there anything that these guys need to know that you can kind of inform them before you talk to them at the NFLPA game?
Well, I am a film junkie. I love understanding why I do things and how you can make them work before you even have to do it. Other than that, I mean, it's a free game. Like I'm an open book. I don't have anything to hide. So whatever it is, they will get to know me better, and I'm all for it. I'm here too. So it's time to do it.
Now, you mentioned that film junkie aspect. Is there a particular play that comes to mind where you spent all week breaking down tape of an opponent, Saturday rolls around, and it doesn't have to be a game-changing 80-yard fumble return, but just a very significant play, something that might just pop in your head where you watch the film, Saturday rolls around, you help the team make an adjustment defensively, and it ended up in a positive result for the Broncos?
Yeah, so there was one play that I had a down block, and from that week, we knew that when you get a down block on the edge, you want to stay down the line, right, and go make the TFL. And remember, we were talking about that all week long and how he's going to bounce all the way back to you on a wide zone plane. So that happened in the game the first time. I didn't close it as fast, but then the second time, I smacked him so hard, he'll remember that forever.
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, having you on the show, you come across as a super nice guy. Just seems like, you know, we've talked about your NI. I know you're the guy getting the cat out of the tree. You're helping the baby across the street, in the stroller. When do you flip the switch? Because you do play with an intensity, George. You hurt people when you hit them. I mean, there is an impact to that. I'm so glad you brought that up. When do you flip the switch?
Well, you have to get into that zone, you know, about the night before. I mean, during the season, you're in a routine and you do what works for you, right? But as the game gets closer, you're starting to focus in and try not to take it too seriously, but have the right mindset, right? Kind of, okay, we're going to war. And then, you know, game day comes and 2 hours before the game, that's when you start getting your heart rate up. And, you know, that's after that, the moment you walk out the field, it's game on. Once you're on that field, there's no coming back, like I said earlier.
Excellent. Are you chatty out there? Are you a talkative guy, or you just kind of go quietly about your business?
Well, I do like to go quietly about my business, but I do also want to start talking a little more because I have an accent, so I feel like that would be scary. right? Intimidating some of my opponents, but yeah.
Oh, that's excellent stuff. I love it. I love it. Once again, George Tarlis, the standout Boise State edge rusher, linebacker, D-end, if you will, here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available for your download pleasure. We talked a little bit about that NFLPA game, and you know that's on the horizon, and you talked about your recovery. What is probably 50-50 right now where you think you might be able to participate? Nonetheless, you'll be able to do your interviews and let these teams know you. But maybe on the field, how do you feel about that, being able to maybe take part in some reps?
I would say it's 50-50 because now these next couple of weeks, they're going to be critical on that development. So, you know, we can't tell the future. So in these next 2 weeks, we'll know how it will be.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely don't want any setbacks. You definitely probably want to be 100% ready to go if you're going to go. If not, just step
back. Right. If there's any doubt in my mind, I will not go through with it. But that's not the mindset. But if there is, I will know.
Yeah. And you're going to have it. You're going to meditate on it. I know that. It's not going to be something where you don't have a clear conscience of that decision when that rolls around, and it's excellent stuff. Listen, we are almost out of time, George. There was so much to discuss, and I appreciate you being so friendly and kind to our listeners. I'm sure they enjoyed it as much as I have, us allowing them to kind of get to know you a little bit more. But before we let you go, we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, you spent a year at Boise State under Coach Avalos. What was his biggest pet peeve during practice? It's an absolute no-no.
We all had to look the same as far as what you had to wear. But as far as coaching, he was really big on details and doing your job, like not giving up the edge, for example, or not picking in the backfield with your eyes, things like that.
Fair enough. How about this one? What is something you're just not good at? I mean, it could be cooking, badminton, golf, playing on a PlayStation. Is there anything that you're just not good at?
Well, that's hard to think of, but I guess what I don't like doing because I'm not good at it is baking. I'm not as patient, I believe. So
okay. That's
why I have a hard time with baking, because you have to follow recipes, and it's just, you know, like, why not just be confident and make your own pie? If it's a little salty, you'll still eat it, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm not good at baking.
Oh, I love it. People are probably listening in to the end of the podcast. I wonder, what are we doing talking about baking? And then the final one, it kind of coincides with the food. Draft weekend, as that quickly approaches, and I know it might sound ironic to say that now, but it will be a whirlwind once this January 1st arrives. You're going to be with family and friends, awaiting to hear your name come off the board. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically prepared as you celebrate this next journey into the National Football League?
Probably I'll have my brothers, and I'll have them make me a lamb on a rotisserie stick on over charcoals and things like that. That's how we did it back in Greece, and just have all the family together. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And I did not know you have your brother. Are you and your brothers competitive?
Yeah. I mean, we are, but we will work better as a family.
That's well said. Well said. George, hey, you're fabulous to have on. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Best to you during the week of the NFLPA. Fantastic, fantastic accolade to, you know, put in your back pocket. But with that said, we really appreciate your time today.
Of course. Thank you for having me, and happy holidays to everyone.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is George Tarlis of Boise State here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.